climate activist Greta Thunberg told people in China to stop using chopsticks to save trees.
Probably. That woman's batshit.
But I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say it's true.
That is false. That is a Fox News headline. I've
been hanging out with my dad too much. This is how we're going to start,
baby. Is it?
You need to tell us about the serial killer.
Oh, okay. So some of this is going to have to get cut.
Why?
If I give you the full tea, I'm going to name
it's
names.
On the news, isn't it?
Not the stuff I know.
Well, this is the best
you
part.
You know more than the news?
I know more than the news.
Breaking news. Coming to you live from the corner pub in the Deer District.
This is coming out in 2 weeks. I'll be breaking then.
Yeah, this person will be in prison. So you're safe.
He's already in.
What's his name?
Let's start off.
What's his favorite body part?
There's been body parts showing up in Milwaukee.
Oh, I did see that on the news today. Yeah.
They found a leg in Cudahy, and then they found a appendage, as they said, kind of on the north side, and then somebody's car on fire with the airbags off, no one inside, close to where they found the first appendage.
Okay.
So, then but there's a leg in Cudahy that they found, and then they said they have a person of interest in...
Are they missing a leg?
No, person of interest is arrested for the missing
leg. Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought that leg hopped there on its own.
But then they also say that there's a missing 19-year-old girl. And they won't say that if that... But that was her car that was on fire.
Okay.
So they won't say if it's her body parts or not, but they have a dude in custody. But they haven't charged him with anything yet. But he's in custody. And he also used to work at the High Note.
Yeah. For everyone else that doesn't know, that's where we do comedy sometimes.
Like, I looked at him for... I looked at him on Facebook, and there's like 30 people that are mutual friends with
him. Can you say, and I'll beat this out, what's his name? Would I know this person?
Yeah, he would have been after COVID.
Oh, shit. Pull him up.
Yeah, I got some mutual friends here as well.
Oh, shit.
I love this.
That's him.
So there's more. I have plenty more. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So the reason that he got pulled into this as a person of interest is because he now works at Victor's, and the coworkers at
Victims.
That's victims. That's their nickname.
I know. Isn't that wild? And then apparently the people at Victor's told the police that he was going on a date with her on Monday. So I got to believe that that's her leg.
Right.
I mean, deductive reasoning would put her leg in Cudahy.
So that's why, but then also there's appendages by the car, so there's got to be body parts, you know?
All over.
Yeah.
We got to find, it's like geocaching.
Yeah. So, and then he gets arrested and a lot of stuff taken out of his apartment or his duplex that he lives in. And apparently somebody who's been in there said he was friends with the guy. He dug himself a trench in his basement.
Like, for what? For what reason is the trench?
No clue.
Oh, probably to put the rest of the body.
Or to have a standoff.
They do not know, and it's all speculation. And then,
allegedly. All this is allegedly, yeah.
All this is allegedly.
He did it.
Allegedly.
You have to bleep this, but I'm going to tell you this in confidence.
Yeah.
So, apparently, I can say it without...
Cue music. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Isn't that wild? Also, prove innocent to proven guilty. I should say that.
That's wild.
Crazy stuff, though, right?
Well, now that I know what he looks like,
oh,
I'm not going on any dates with him.
Also, yeah. Well, also, thank on God. His on his Facebook, because like a lot of it is public that you can see. You don't even have to be friends with them. Mm-hmm. It says that like 3 days ago, and this was like right before he got arrested, he was asking anyone if they want to join him volunteering at Feed Hungry for America.
I thought you were going to say he changed his relationship.
I don't think
status.
He did it. I don't think he did it. The dude likes to feed. He's feeding. Yeah.
That's such a blatant
one leg at a lie. One leg at a time. Dude, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Pretty wild stuff.
Damn.
So.
We like.
Milwaukee's got a lot of these.
That's our Dahmer.
I don't know if it's our Dahmer. Well, I don't know if he's.
Our Dahmer. You had your Dahmer.
Okay,
but...
okay.
He lived below him.
But it's crazy.
That's really crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. How do you know more than the news?
So, I was told that the leg missing was by that par three.
Yeah. No, I saw that. Yeah, by the par three, and then the
where
whatever
Prusky's
it was.
Been.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that was where the leg was. So it's not too far from where I live. Mm-hmm. So people were like, "Oh, do you know about this?" I was like, "I don't know." And then someone that asked me if I knew about it, I said, "I don't know." Then they followed up. They're like, "Oh my gosh, I went to high school with the guy." And I was like, "What?" And then they were like, "Oh, yeah, it's also by this person's house where he lives now, and that's where the police were taking stuff out." So it was like crazy. That's how
you
I
think
anymore.
That's why we don't do comedy there anymore. They just knew there's gonna be a plethora of jokes coming at him.
Well, he worked at the High Note, and then worked at the Rave, and then worked at Victor's as the last.
That's a good transition to serial killer.
The High Note.
High Note to Rave to serial killer.
Do you think
victims? Oh,
you spent enough time at our open mics that yeah.
Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You hear me talking about jerking off a few too many times. You want to put
getting your fudge packed in prison, which he might now.
First of all, he's not. Been charged. Let's say that.
We oped his name. We oped the other information. Yeah.
It's what we should start a true crime podcast.
You got any other true crime stories?
Fat Chance is on the scene.
Those are our live events. Hey, can we mic you up real quick?
We're holding our live mics up to him.
Did you or did you not kill her?
Yeah,
our condolences to the family of the victim.
Well, that's a morbid way to start, but
I know, but
nice.
You asked me.
I know, but that's interesting.
Yeah,
I kind of was. I don't. I think I've seen that guy once or twice. I was kind of hoping it was someone like I really knew. Like, again, not dropping names, but it would have been real cool. I mean, it would have been real scary.
I thought he was gonna drop a name there. I thought he was like not dropping names, but and then just saying
it. If it was this person.
If it was this, yeah, that would be very funny.
Which by the way, I thought you were gonna shave your face.
Oh, it's too late now. Well, Judd got here.
Wait. Why were you going to shave your face?
The beard's getting long.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, I couldn't see your beard for some
reason. No, you just got here, and I was like, oh, he's here. Let's just start setting up.
I thought it was a surprise for me.
No.
You're like, ooh, Judd's got here, damn it.
Judd's going to like this.
You've done the mutton chops before, though, once.
Not on cam.
Really?
I just do it to mess with Jen.
Oh, do you do it, and then when she gets home, you have to shave it right away?
I typically do it when she goes to bed, because typically I come to bed like 30 minutes after, because I'm like locking up and doing all that stuff. And then I go up there, and I don't say anything. And then probably 45 minutes into me being in bed, she looks at me and she goes, go downstairs and shave your fucking face. And then we argue about it for 20 minutes, and then I go downstairs and shave my face, because she hates the mutton chops.
Yeah, Rachel hates the mustache. Which, speaking of mustache...
I have a mustache for my wedding.
Yeah,
he's like, "Are you gonna shave your beard for the wedding?" I go, "Yeah," like just stubble and probably a mustache. And he just goes, "Oh, okay." And I was like, "Clearly, you think that that's a bad idea."
Well, I just know G hates the facial hair, so I didn't think she'd be like, "Oh, let's definitely do a mustache."
She likes
the
with a beard or just a mustache.
Really? God, I wish.
Okay. Is there a countdown to how many days till you get married?
From today.
Yeah, it's got to be getting close.
It's really close. It's...
From the day this is released? The day this is released to get married has got to be like 14 days.
I don't know. I don't want to do the math.
Yeah, I was like, that's even more math than he's doing right now.
But right now, we'll do the math together when I get to the website. 25 days.
From right now. So 11 days, basically. Until you,
I'm going to come back and I'm just going to have so much more life and energy afterwards.
Awesome. I can't wait for the episode afterwards. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, we're going to do more mug shots.
Oh, geez, just going to be in every one
well,
of them.
Well, so is it wedding, then honeymoon?
No, because we're going to be down there. We're in Cancun for a week, so we're like going to party down there, relax, hang out with friends. And then what we'll probably do is just find like a time to take like a trip, like a nice trip. But we don't have anything super crazily planned out.
Yeah, this is a very relaxed wedding. Usually people around this time, they're like, we got to get the flowers, got to get the food, got the whatever. They're like full panic mode.
Yep.
You wouldn't know you two are getting married in less than a month.
No.
You would have no clue.
I mean, like, the two things you listed, I think they would have right away.
Mm.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying, but, like, but they're kind of like in panic mode. Time. Like, yeah, we're talking to bridesmaids, we're talking to groomsmen, all that stuff. But, like, you guys are very well put together for this, especially G.
Yeah, G's, well, it's nice because it's, like, at a resort. So, it's, like, they pretty much have probably done our exact same wedding, like, 80 times. So, we just kind of tell them what we want, and they'll do it.
Elvis.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, I want this. And they're like, all right, cool. And then
little guy in a leprechaun.
Thing. The one thing I'm worried about is one of my best men, he lives in Florida, and he was supposed to get his like pants and shirt fitted, and it took like an extra 3 months because he's like such a like a odd shape. He's like a like really
you can
long
say fat.
Legs. No, he's tall and like
what?
Lanky. He's
really?
Just really like
what,
long
like
appendages.
Slenderman?
He's like 6'5", not Slenderman because he's got a little bit more meat on his bones, but it's just like 6'5", longest legs you've ever seen, long arms, like. Just it's hard to explain. He got measured at a tailor. I brought the measurements to this tailor, and they were like, "This makes no sense." They're like, "We're gonna have to FaceTime this guy. Like, there's no way a guy is shaped like this."
That's very funny.
And then so they're like, "All right." So we took like 3 more weeks for them to get in contact with him, and then when they did, the guy that fitted me wasn't the guy that was reading his measure that I was giving his measurements to, and the guy that was like. Fitting me was like, oh yeah, this is easy. So it's either my friend has a weird shape and this guy's overconfident, or the other guy was just an idiot. And so now I'm like hoping that everything still gets done in time for the wedding, but it's gonna be okay.
I'm hoping his outfit is either way too fucking short, like everything's like the capri pants or whatever they're called,
yep.
And then or just super long, like even for him.
He's
rolling up his suit jacket.
There's a person I know. We were in a wedding together, and they got pants and everything, and all the stuff came in, and they're probably shorter than Kusky.
God, that makes me feel so good.
He had a 38 length pants.
That sucks. That's double his pants.
Yeah, it was literally just rolling down. Like, it was unreal.
He had a shuffle.
Yeah, so he had to, like, hem, like, a full pants.
That's
length.
Not hemming. That's scissors.
So that's
it's also, going and getting swim trunks.
Also, I was going to send it to you. I get, like, these TikTok ads on, like, a clothing brand. Oh, this would be a great clothing brand. And, like, this guy was, like, talking about how, like, no clothes fit me. And I was, like, I need to make a clothing brand. I was like, all right, he looks like a normal person to me. Yeah. And like this and that. And all of a sudden I go to his website and it's literally it's athletic clothing for short people. that's literally the tagline.
So instead of big and tall, it's short and stout.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Kusky.
I don't struggle really finding clothes. I think pants are the hardest. Jeans are the hardest thing to find. I'm very picky with the way jeans look. That's why I never wear them.
Mm-hmm. I like jeans. I have my work jeans, which like fit like a dad's jeans, but like my other jeans.
I'll get into like a phase of, like I'm really liking jeans, and then they'll. I mean, I guess those black pants I wear are jeans. I just also don't have a lot of pants. I think I have like
because legitimately, your job is a sweatpants job.
I can go in sweatpants. It's great. I have more sweatpants than I do. I think I have equal amount of sweatpants than shorts. I do regular pants.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's odd. I would not have guessed that.
How many pairs of sweatpants do you have?
7, maybe?
How many of those do you actually wear? I think that's a better question. How many?
7? I think it is.
You wear all 7?
Once I go through all the sweatpants. I mean, when I'm around the house, sweatpants.
Yeah,
when
it doesn't really matter.
When I'm running errands, sweatpants.
I don't know. There are certain.
You're sweatpants right now.
Well, that's because I wore these yesterday, and I was wearing my work jeans. And I was like, I don't want to wear my work jeans in the pod.
You are a jeans guy. I I'll wear jeans if I'm going to go do physical. Like when I work at my mom's house, I'll wear jeans or shitty sweatpants when I was painting this past weekend. Yeah. But I also wasn't informed I was painting this past weekend. I thought I was just moving stuff over. I go, hey, you're not at your condo. She goes, oh, yeah, we're painting all day today. I go, I didn't wear the right clothes for this.
Moms
I have
good tendency
pants
to do that.
Yeah, get there. And she goes, well, better grab some sweatpants for your brother. I go, he's got none. So I found like the smallest pair of sweatpants that are like just tucked in the back of his closet. And I painted ceilings for 8 hours.
Oh, did you paint the finger one?
The what?
The Sistine Chapel ceiling is where they have. You ever see the picture of? All right, Jesus.
You
these art snobs are so.
Was you talking about my painting hit, people
did
on
you,
this?
Did you paint the finger one?
The Sistine
and
Chapel.
You pointed like oh there's God, something over
you
here.
You pointed at the door like there's a
I
finger.
No, you pointed. I know
no,
what
that's
you're
what
about.
He does. That's yeah, what but he you. Does. Point. I was doing it on camera. You dumb idiot.
Did you ever do this thing? Speaking of Instagram ads, I got one today. And it was a jewelry artist having women that just recently had kids sending in a sample of their breast milk and her turning it into a necklace. They turned it into a necklace.
What the hell? Would they just put a little of the breast milk
probably
in
some
like
acrylic
a-
or something. She sprinkled the breast milk in to this tube and then it was in the shape of a gem and then sprinkled some other stuff in there. And, I think that's pretty cool. You could do that with probably like anything you
what's
want.
What's worse?
No,
that
say what you want to
that
say.
That or the belly button.
Jack, say what you want to say.
Come.
You were holding that
you
one.
You so devious about like pretty much anything.
Can I? Can I?
There's one like, thing that goes through my mind a lot.
Yeah, it's like when Chris Farley goes, we can fit a six pack of soda in here.
Yeah. Could you? That'd be so funny to have a cum like a cum drop necklace. Like,
oh, you'd give it to G for sure.
Thank you, go, my darling.
A cum drop necklace.
You break it open
in case of emergency.
Case of emergencies. In case of need of rapid impregnation.
I keep that break thing on me.
So stupid. That's so good.
I have a bunch of kids around my neck. What are you doing? What's that with you, Cusky, over there?
Just a cum necklace would be.
it's so wild. It's just, but like it's like the same kind of thing like the pearl necklace, you know what I mean? But it's your own. It's actually cum. You know what I mean?
I guess if you ever seen the ones where like the people had the bracelets where there's like ocean water actually and ocean sand. Yeah. It's that, but not PG.
Yeah. PG-13.
A vial of cum is also very funny. Just like a vial of it. Like, someone needs this. Yeah. That's very funny. You guys want to play the game?
Yeah, let's play the game. It's time to play the game! So, oh, speaking of that, because that's Triple H's theme song,
yeah.
I watched WrestleMania this weekend and got absolutely slobber-knockered. It was so fun.
I heard it was a great one.
It was, I mean, as good as like wrestling can be, actually, but like I got pretty messed up on Saturday and watched it, and I had the time of my life just pretending like I knew what was going on and like talking shit because it was a last minute decision to watch it. And then last night I was pretty hungover, and so I did all my stuff in the morning and I got back from like my errands and like cooking and stuff to sit down and watch day two of WrestleMania by myself. And then Jen came into the living room and basically called me a homo for 4 hours. She was like, this is so stupid. This is the worst thing ever. I was like, you watch like Vanderpump
Rules.
She was
at a baby sprinkle, you called it.
That's what it's called. It's a mini shower.
When it's, were they midgets?
Hey, next time Babies. You're hungover, I think you should have some of these.
Some of what?
Our Booze Better Supplements packets.
Booze Better Supplements. Last time I took these, I actually didn't feel too bad after that.
I felt great. I think they gave me a second wind. Half of it did go all over the car, but
day after part. So you have one post-party.
You have one
I'll take one
done.
Right after I have this brandy old-fashioned.
Speaking
from
of which,
drink Wisconsin,
Paul just messaged me now.
Is Paul the pill guy?
Paul is our booze butter guy.
Hi, Paul. Thank booze you
butter.
For these.
Honestly, hangover, take it before you go to sleep, and then you take it when you wake up in the morning. You're going to feel better.
And then you could do it again. You could just keep doing it. It's a constant cycle.
There's no way you're going to feel bad on these. It's like liquid IV for on steroids.
They're really good, actually.
Have you ever wanted a party, wake up, do it again?
Great for
this in between.
Bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, getting married parties, weddings.
Getting married, then divorced, annulment parties.
Working up the courage to get a divorce.
Circumcisions.
Vasectomies. Sending in your cum to make a necklace.
Mammograms.
Post.
Mammograms. Post in the mail. Post Malone uses them.
Brunch.
That's all. That's all the parties.
I think we had a brunch. That was a banger.
That was good. All right, you guys ready to play the game?
Yeah.
All right, this game's called Real or Fake. I'm going to tell you a news headline, and you have to tell me if it's real or if it's fake.
Oh, I thought we were going to do boobs.
Dude, can we do real or fake boobs? It'd be so easy. It'd be so easy.
All right. Also, whether or not these are real things or whether or not these are fake things. NASA is installing internet on the moon. Real or fake?
Real. It's already there.
Fake.
Point for Kusky. It is real.
Yeah.
NASA.
Can I do the same guess he has? Or can I mean,
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, fuck you.
I thought I had to go on the other end.
NASA is building a 4G network on the moon to enable their control of the lunar robots better.
Okay, that's pretty
cool. Wait, is it 4G or 5G that causes COVID?
Oh, yeah, that's 5G for
that's
sure.
That's 5G.
You can't get 5G at the You can't get 5G.
You can't get COVID on the moon, though.
No.
I mean, if they have 5G, though. Then obviously it's going to interact with the neural chip that they put in your brain and the chip that they have in your arm for the COVID vaccine. You know, everyone knows that.
What if we kill all the aliens on the moon by giving them COVID? Fuck.
Okay. Total takeover.
All right. A university, real or fake, university banned the use of capital letters to avoid scaring students.
This is real.
I write in all capital letters.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. So I hope this is fake. But how quickly you said real makes you want to say real.
Final answers?
Yes. Yeah.
It is fake.
Fuck.
Well,
actually, good for me.
Wait, do you think he's also just making up articles? Where do you find
that
your fake
is a
ones?
That is a satire article that came out in The Onion.
I love The Onion.
That's where I saw the article then.
All right. Couple in California named their baby with an emoji.
It's California.
Yeah, I'd say real.
It's going to be real.
That is fake. That's another story that's made up satirically for the new site. You guys aren't doing good on this.
I'm winning.
All right. 8-year-old pulls medieval sword from lake with fishing pole.
That one's real.
That's real.
That is correct. Two real stories there, baby.
Did you read that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think I don't know things about medieval swords?
Yeah, that's kind of why I kind of bought into you right away there.
Yeah.
I was believing you.
Yep.
German street covered in chocolate after leak from chocolate factory.
That's a movie.
Please be true.
It's fake.
True, true.
That's a movie.
That is real. Jack, it's the point.
Willy Wonka's real.
Willy Wonka. Yeah, a vat. Leaked from a chocolate factory and covered all over the pavement.
You know how funny it is that, like, a vat is real? Every time I hear, like, vat, I'm always picturing, like, comic book stuff. Like, but, like, a vat of chocolate?
Yeah.
That's, like, a real thing. Like, someone goes to work and works
on
a vat. Like,
do you work on vats or you just monitor vats?
You stir vats.
Like, I hope
giant
this doesn't
spoons.
Spill.
You think it's a giant wooden spoon up there?
You're on a platform and you have this giant wooden spoon and you're just like, man, I hope some guy that has questionable morals doesn't fall in this.
Today, honey. I had to go counterclockwise.
I'll tell you what, that Willy is insane. Honestly, he's a crazy guy to work for. School bans parents for sporting events due to bad behavior.
That's real. Yeah.
That's got to be
that
real.
That can be real in every
anywhere.
State.
Yeah. My that's dad's been kicked real. Out of games. Yeah.
Yeah. They banned
your
all parents.
Your parents get kicked out of
All parents.
Oh.
All
oh,
parents shit. Were sporting because they became too competitive and threatening at the staff.
Wait, what sport?
They said sports. They didn't, I don't know.
I got pretty beat up when I reffed hockey, so I can understand that.
Did your parents ever get kicked out of your own sporting events?
No.
My dad and my uncle got kicked out of my basketball games. And I went to a church school. They're like, sir, you need to leave. They would make them sit in like the hallway and watch through the window. Like, you don't have to leave the building, but you need to watch where no one can hear you.
Did you ever get ejected from a game?
No.
Did you ever get ejected from a game?
No, but I got like it was when I was a kid. So like the opposing team's coach took me into their like bench. It was hockey. So they took me over to their side of the bench and fucking ripped into me. And I actually became really good friends with his son afterwards. But because I was just, I was like seven and you're not allowed to check. But goddamn, did I love putting the body on some people. So I got in a lot of trouble, and I was like back to the bench, like just like made seven kids cry, and I just got kind of yelled at because I hit them like a lot, and I was like just like crying so hard, like snot coming out of my nose.
You don't know what to do when you're that young, and you actually just get really reprimanded. Yeah, like, you really felt like you just ruined the world.
You know what's what's cool though is that guy did that. Like, he's not like my parents. Like, he probably shouldn't have done that. But my parents were like, it's probably a good move. Like, they like didn't care. They didn't care. He was nice. It was
but
fine.
But I also don't think it's a bad thing. I still think like people, like kids need to get disciplined. Like, when you're on the rink or the court or the field or whatever, the two coaches are your two parents. Like, your coaches are your parents on the field. Like, your parents can't come down and helicopter you while you're playing a game.
Right.
It is your coach's responsibility to teach you one, how to play, and how to like respect other people. So I think that's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
I
but
mean,
today the
should
guy
it have been
fly.
Should
today
it have been your oh my god, that coach would be in prison with the serial killer. Should it have probably been your coach? Yeah, but
my coach was loving it. That's the problem.
Then it's fine.
All right, next one. Spinach can be taught to send emails.
God, this is what's spinach like from VeggieTales spinach?
I'm gonna go false.
I'm gonna say this is real.
Cusky's right. It is real.
I thought that was too outlandish.
During COVID, you could
always COVID.
A man had his spinach send his emails for him so he could lay on the couch. If you put like sun towards it, they'll go towards it. So like he would put his laptop towards the window, and basically the spinach would go towards the sun, and it would just go basically on
like in real time. Like if you were spinach and I put my phone light to you, you would gradually start coming towards me.
Yeah, I assume. I don't
know. Okay. So like, is that teaching the spinach?
No,
just
you typed
emails
up the email.
Yeah, this hoping it like the leaf hits send.
I don't think you deserve that point.
In the Telegraph and the Huffington Post.
I don't think
Post.
That article deserves to be published.
That article was written by idiots.
That
and
was
the
written
guy
by
that
the spinach.
Made spinach go towards the laptop. Good move, dude, because that wiggles your mouth on, mouse on teams. Good move. Yeah. But bullshit, you get a point for that, because that spinach was not like, let me type up a please see attached.
That'd be crazy if it did.
Yeah.
What does this spinach plant look like? I know what spinach leaves look like, but I always just buy it in, I guess.
You never buy the plant?
I never. I
was
just buying the
vines.
Bag. Yeah.
Just vines.
Yeah.
Like a bushel.
Gorilla learns to knit.
Yeah, that's got to be true.
Monkeys. I don't think it's gentle. I don't think it's gentle enough to do it.
But monkeys are like communicating with us.
But gorillas. I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say it's true.
Jack gets the point. That is false. Their opposable thumbs stop them from doing any type of...
You think the opposable thumbs would help them? Oh, that's a gorilla.
They have not mastered the knitting yet.
You're on your choosy.
Oh, my God. An oldie but a goodie. Yeah. Hope you're doing all right, Sully.
I saw a YouTube video recently, actually today, where he went to the solar eclipse thing. No one watched it.
That's okay. We got to open that.
We don't need to open.
Orangutans.
People are gonna watch it now.
Orangutans use slang just like humans.
I would agree.
Yeah, I would agree.
That is correct. That's a real article. They use slang, just like you and me.
I don't like the way he said that.
Just like you and me.
It sounded like something else was coming after that.
Yeah. That's so mid. All right, polar bears scream when they poo.
Yeah, that's real.
No. That is very false.
Can you imagine?
You think that's what a polar bear sounds like?
When it's pooping.
Allegedly. I think there's some more. There's more bass in it.
It's not screaming. That's more just like.
But like louder.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg told people in China to stop using chopsticks to save trees.
Probably. That woman's batshit.
But I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say it's true.
That is false. That is a Fox News headline. I've
been hanging out with my dad too much.
That's funny.
Raccoons break in a California bank.
That's true.
Were they on surfboards? I'm going to say it's false.
That is true. Jack takes the lead. These trash bandits are real bandits as they broke into a bank in Redwood City.
Is that the only one you wrote a follow-up for?
No, that was the actual follow-up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not me. I have like they have like the news source as well, just in case you came at me and be like, that's not real, and I can tell you exactly what article
I like to check my facts.
All right.
See what United
California
Airlines said recently.
Theme park bans screaming because of COVID-19.
Again, with the California, it's a little wishy-washy.
Can you imagine banning screaming while you're getting shot out of a cannon?
What?
Imagine how hard it would. Imagine how hard it would be for a polar bear.
Okay, well, Universal Studios in Orlando, they have the Hulk ride, and basically, like, you sit in this thing, and all of a sudden, it just goes, and it shoots you out—not a real cannon, but it shoots you like at really fast speeds. I mean,
imagine how lame all those pictures would be when you get off the ride. And everyone's just like this.
They're all doing this. They're all this one. I'm gonna say
it's false.
False. I hope.
This is going to be true.
That is correct. That is false. All right. Last question. Jack is up by one.
Can Michael tie it up?
Can you tie it up?
An artist sells invisible sculptures for more than $13,000.
True.
True.
That's true.
That is correct. That is true.
I think that's from one of my Don't You Knows, where a lady was selling like $10,000 artwork from a museum of never existed or something like that before. That's crazy. Yeah. People are dumb enough to buy that.
The sculptures don't exist, and the artist claims it's in the mind of the creators. what a great business plan. Not gonna lie.
Could you imagine just being like, yeah, look at that sculpture I just bought, $13,000, and you point and you're like, what is it?
Exactly. What do you see?
And there's just a plaque next to it.
I mean, that's the painting to your left right now.
That cost us $20,000. We snuck that down here when you weren't, when you were sleeping.
That's also our wedding gift to you.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a good call. Good callback, dude.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good callback.
Tag still isn't off the hat.
No.
How much is that hat?
$4,000.
Yeah, it's in the mind of the creator.
This hat doesn't have price tag on it because
it's priceless.
It's priceless. But it's a damn good hat. I actually used to have this.
It fits you well.
When I worked for them, I had this hat. I don't know where it went, but now I have a new one, which is cool. Drink Wisconsinably. Think Wisconsinably as well.
We do something different for that every time.
I know, but it's going to be fun when we mash it all together at the end of the year.
Who's we?
Make it as hard as we can for Michael Kusky to edit this.
Just won't happen.
Not happening today.
Well, now we do have to talk about we're going to be at the Comedy Cabin.
Yes. Oh, yes. We should. I think by the time this is out, we should be promoting this.
Yeah. Maybe we should cut everything we just did and then start from here so that people see it when they play.
Well, this will be the intro. Join us at the Comedy Cabin May 31st, 2024 for a night of laughs, love, and laughs.
You got that from ChatGPT. You should have seen the fucking thing you wrote for that thing. You should have seen it. I looked at it and I go, there's no way. There's no way we could send this in.
It was the way I described it.
He's like, get ready to meet your favorite bozos. It was like.
It didn't say that. No. I said, if we were Rice Krispie Streets, we would be, what was it, short,
nerdy,
old, and nerdy.
And old.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Have you ever done a chore so bad you never have to do it again?
Yeah, actually, Nathan actually texted me after he saw that and said that there was actually negative tickets.
We owe them.
People have been asking, hey, can you pay us money for just looking at this?
For looking at this?
No, that's my least favorite thing to do.
Speak. May 31st will be live from the Comedy Cabin in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Yes, it will be.
Janesville, Wisconsin. It's a great club. Mm-hmm. I've been there before.
Because he's been there.
He's been there before as well. It's going to be a blast. Come on out. Please.
How much bullshit is Jack's first time he's headlining it?
And will we be doing it barefoot? That's going to be a good question.
That is a good question.
Ooh.
We might be doing it barefoot. But
I guess you have to come out May 31st at the Comedy Cabin to see it.
Keywords. And feet.
We'll be doing a live podcast as well as having
some stand-up.
Some stand-up. Who is the headliner that will be joining us?
Well, we're not gonna say that just yet. I don't think we're gonna say that just yet.
Okay.
So, but come on out, buy tickets. It's gonna be a blast.
I think it's gonna be very similar to like a late night thing for us, where we just get a hangout, talk some shit, maybe give away a few things.
We're gonna be playing games. I'm still gonna bring some games.
We're gonna vet the games. Don't worry.
We're also gonna have some audience participation? Question mark.
Drink Wisconsinably will be there.
Drink Wisconsinably will be there. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
And they have G-Spot a surprise for everyone. Yeah. Rachel will not be there. She doesn't love me, and I just want to put that into the universe.
Before you said that, we have a surprise for everybody?
Yeah, we'll have a surprise for everyone. Drink Wisconsinably will have a surprise for everyone.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting. I love surprises. I don't even know what it is, and I'm part of this.
You know what it
you
is.
You know what it is.
Oh, I've been told it, and I don't remember what it is. So that's fun. This is going to be fun for me.
Judd may or may not be at the show.
The surprise is Judd's not there. Yeah.
They'd replace me. That's a surprise.
With ChatGPT for games.
I've seen ChatGPT write a couple descriptions, and I don't think ChatGPT is really. We don't have to worry about it.
No, we don't have to worry about them yet.
They do pretty much the same thing over and over. Like, I do ChatGPT for the subject line and news and like newsletters and stuff because it's super easy. I'd be like, hey, give me a subject line of this paragraph, and I literally just copy and paste the paragraph, and it's always the same exact thing. It's like explore, and that's all it is.
Yeah. They're using is keywords from like they're pulling. I mean, it works because they're pulling like the words that have gotten clicks from other articles. So explore is definitely what's drawing people into things, or like urgent, or just like really attacking words that are going to serial killer in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but I can't,
missing leg.
Yeah, but I can't just keep having the thing say explore. Every email says explore.
Goes, nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. Click this link below.
Keywords, baby.
I did that with our thumbnails once, where it was something about like, I don't know if we were doing aliens or like ghost stories. I didn't notice it. Back to back thumbnails were like missing person, or like the story of whatever haunted house with AJ, and the next one with like you, same exact shit. I go, I think we should start switching this shit up.
Do you ever like look at the analytics of what the best thumbnail is?
No, not really. Okay. I try and make them relevant enough or catchy enough. But other than that, I mean, I'll look at some of the analytics just to see how we're doing. If I get too involved in that, it takes away the fun of this a lot. And I'm trying to like dial that down.
That was a light one.
That was forced and wet.
Yeah, it was. But I didn't take away any of the fun.
I hate that you put it towards your face after that.
Well, I'm also going to smell it. How else am I going to smell it?
How does it smell?
Like a microphone.
Like a microphone?
It just got farted on.
I don't think these microphones have any smell.
I don't think this podcast has gotten
lower. Wait, let me smell yours now. I'm just kidding.
Anyone want a Bobo's?
I already had one.
Okay.
I thought you were going to eat one. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. You didn't like peanut butter.
Oh, this is going to come out after. But I'm doing a comedy show. Did I tell you guys this yet?
Oh my God, you're doing a comedy show? No fucking way. When'd you start?
Just shut up. I'm doing a comedy show, and halfway through, you eat a habanero and then finish your set.
Oh, I really want to do that show. That's really funny.
That would be
my nightmare.
Yeah.
But when I agreed to it, I did not know this.
That's even better.
That's the greatest thing.
It was like, you want to do a show?
Yeah. This buddy of mine is like, you want to do a show? I was like, yeah, I'll come now.
This is in Madison, correct?
No, it's Chicago.
It's Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh,
who does it? I'm doing it at the Laugh Factory.
I've got something for you.
Oh, your sneak. That's what the flask with. I was so given. Like, I got to sneak milk in.
I said, can I? That's when I found out.
You're going to put milk in it?
I'm going to put milk in the flask, which is going to be great for my set, but like also keeping me alive.
I think that'd be fun. Who runs that show? Because I know there's one. I think Sasha does one in Madison.
Oh. Then Sasha.
God, he is such a fucking dick. I quit.
One day, Cussie's going to storm off the podcast.
I hope your camera isn't recording.
Honestly, that's...
I hope your mic's unplugged.
That would actually be a nightmare.
That would also not be the first time, I think, as well.
It's always your shit, too.
Yeah, it's always interesting how it's always my stuff.
That's okay.
Just so everyone knows, I have a different microphone than everyone else here, which is even more skeptical.
It's your microphone.
It is.
It is, but it's plugged in differently than everyone else's.
Because we can't plug all three in that one.
That's true.
So I almost wore shorts here because it's 60 degrees, okay?
It's beautiful out.
It's beautiful out. I really want to go golfing with you guys soon.
We can go golfing.
Yeah, we can go golfing.
But can we, we're going to have to go after your wedding, correct?
Yeah.
Because I really want to go. And I'm going to see Rachel this weekend. Every time I go see her during this time of the year, it's the nicest weekend of the year after a bunch of rain. And I'm upset. Well, I'm not upset that I go see her. Not at all.
Backpedal.
Backpedal.
Edit that out.
But we need a scheduled time to do it. And I can't mention Callaway golf poles anymore. I was telling Jack, we got flagged big time.
Was it for Callaway golf
I don't know.
Poles, or was
I don't
it because
know,
I popped open a beer
he
with
popped open
teeth.
A beer with his teeth. And YouTube's like, this is inappropriate for children. We are going to flag your content from here on out.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's, you know what it is? It's the TikTok live thing all over again.
Okay, well, it's so wild, though. Sometimes there's so many crazy TikToks of just, like, girls showing their starfish. And, like, I can't talk about drinking beers.
You don't drink it. You open it and pour it.
I do think drinking is a big thing, especially for an advertisement.
You can't, any alcohol ad, you can't actually take a sip of it.
Yeah, so every Heineken, every Budweiser, they never drink the alcohol in there.
So just hold on to it.
Go watch any alcohol. They've never taken a sip.
That's why I thought the TikTok got flagged, because we were drinking in there.
Yeah,
that one makes more sense, but he doesn't say, like, the only thing that, like, I thought could get flagged for is you're like, hey, you dumb, stupid brain motherfucker. I'm like, and I called him a smooth brain.
Was it the shorts?
It was like,
shorts,
hey,
yeah.
Do you know anything about money? And I was like, I don't know much about money, but I know a lot about drinking beer. And I like, opened the bottle.
Got flagged twice, and I appealed it, and they're like, nah, this sucks. Like, okay.
No, they just said it sucked.
That's why.
Thank
you for
they're
just
like,
stupid
shit.
We're
doing you a favor right now.
You don't want to show this?
Let's not show.
We got to wear the pink hard hats, too.
We do not need to wear the pink hard hats.
Why not?
Where even are they?
They're in the closet.
One of them's broken.
Are they really? Those are nice hard hats, though.
Yeah, they're nice.
Hungry, hungry hippo hard hats.
What else? Oh, did you guys look at the eclipse today?
It's so underwhelming. The way I would have described it is, like, I was sitting in my office, and I thought, like, wow, it feels cloudy outside, but I could still see the sun. And I didn't even know it was happening today. And then our PTM came in and goes, is it happening? I want to see it. I'm like, I don't know. Walked outside and it was just like.
Sun? Did you look at it without protective eyewear?
Yeah.
Did you look
but
at it
But it was
eyewear?
Almost
Why
like you
go
just
outside?
Put.
I didn't go outside either.
It was like you put a filter on the sun is all it was. Like it was still sunny, but just darker.
There was people at work that were like, we're going outside at this time to watch the eclipse. We're bringing our laptops. If anyone wants to come. And I was like, no.
Where do you work?
Don't worry about it. This just happened like a couple years ago.
Yeah. It's not like a once in a lifetime thing. And like also the fact that you have to get 3D glasses somewhere. Like it's so the fact that you can just go buy cardboard glasses, just like a little piece of paper.
That's a scam from big 3D though. Like,
yeah, but
that's...
here's the thing. I don't want to look up because I don't want to ruin my eyesight. But also I really want to look up because I want to see if I'll actually ruin my eyesight.
You don't.
Does that happen to you too?
It's so dumb. Because also then it's just the same jokes every single year that I hate so much. It's like someone put a beer can over it and you know, it's like or you know, whatever and they eat it, you know, it's like
I saw someone who just
I wonder
put, like,
who did the Oreo one.
Oh, Dave Lewis was funny actually. I like that one. Because he started
called out.
Called.
David Lewis his Oreo one was very funny. But like I saw someone like literally do it with like a thing and then go hug, like I like when it was in front of that. And then they do the same. I did one years ago when the eclipse happened. It was like I already saw this, and it was just a picture of the Twilight Eclipse DVD.
So you're part of the problem.
I'm very much part of the problem.
It would be really funny if we got a good angle of it and one of us just dipped our
That's also
the
one.
The two I've seen that I didn't hate was Your Mom's House Studios. They put a white guy and then they just had like a black guy go in front of it. Or what is this? You're going to have to pass this phone over.
That's so funny. That's good comedy.
Pass it over. The other one was
those stray hairs.
Someone just put like in a, what was it, the eclipse gum or whatever, just in front of it.
Yeah.
And I go,
it's the same.
You
thing
know what? Clever enough.
We should put Bobo's PPJs over it. Shut
up. The grape one.
Also, this is like 3 weeks late. Also. I love that. Everyone's like, why the fuck do they keep talking about the eclipse?
We really
happened.
Liked it.
All of this stuff already happened, which is very funny.
We should start planning ahead. We should be like, what's a big thing that's
happening
in
3 weeks?
What is in 3 weeks?
I don't know.
The Masters isn't. Is over.
He's getting married.
So, all right, who won the Masters?
Who won the Masters? Ooh. Oh, the Masters is soon?
It's this week.
Is
it? Thursday.
Shut up. Fuck. I'm so behind.
So, did we like the Masters? Was it good? Was it good?
It was a good Masters, I thought, this year. I was shocked by who won it, which was...
Oh, sorry.
You're the fucking
the
best
white guy?
West.
No, it was... Rory was close, and I thought he was going to pull it out.
Stovall?
This is done.
You are the worst yes and partner I've ever met in my entire life. Don't like a joke. It's done.
No, who won it? Fitzpatrick.
Matt Fitzpatrick?
Yep.
Wyndham Clark.
That's a really good pick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's also the name he's seen in online the most recently.
The place where I used to work.
I'm very happy for Tommy Fleetwood. I'm
That's the only reason
happy
I know
that
his
he
name.
Finally got one. Tommy Fleetwood, baby.
We're kidding.
We obviously know Brooks won it.
Bryson, we're happy you won.
Tiger.
Holy
John
shit,
Cena came
Phil,
in.
Phil, you finally did.
Yeah. Can you edit this for whoever wins?
Yeah. Do that. Yeah.
What if we haven't hit it yet? Okay. So let's get the
list. So go through the whole thing that we all the names we just said, but you have to say because he asks you.
Could you believe 7-year-old Phil Mickelson won the Masters?
All right, let me start. Give me a list of all the golf. We have Rory, we have Tiger, we have Phil. I can't say
you
it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't
I
say
it slow. Like
just
that.
Say Rory.
Rory won the Masters.
Rory won the Masters.
No,
I mean, you have to say a different person. I just said that.
Oh. Tiger Woods, congrats on another unbelievable win at the Masters. We didn't think he'd get it done.
Wyndham Clark, he's hot right now. He's just getting better and better every time.
Sergio Garcia, what a spicy meatball that was when you were at the Masters.
That's not an Italian guy.
That's not getting cut. Scotty Scheffler, glad you're keeping that hot streak going. Congrats on winning the Masters.
John Rahm, you...
Wait, you want to give us an accent for that one, too?
No, you're Spanish. I know that.
You could probably...
Wait, remember his Jackie Chan? Get to the chopper.
That was wild.
Pretty good. Also, John Rahm, your oddly shaped body won the Masters again. Good
for you.
He has
a club foot.
That's how he hits the balls,
what?
Idiot.
What do you mean he has a club foot?
Yeah, he's got a club foot.
A golf club foot?
I was so late.
We're so many steps.
That is so late. I will put it in the episode after that.
We're 2 weeks out.
All you can do is hope to keep up, buddy.
Those short legs are having small steps.
I need to go get that athleisure wear, whatever that guy's making.
What
is it called? I'll
send you some links. I don't remember what it's called. I obviously
what does he just sell? Mediums to extra smalls?
That's the thing. You can just get a smaller size for short people.
He's just selling crop top shirts.
He's just buying name brand shit and putting it in the washer.
Get rid of my sister's clothing.
Oh, You be all right?
Long COVID.
Lung COVID?
It's the vaccine. It's getting to me.
Is Raw on yet? I got to follow up what happens with WrestleMania. Raw?
Now you're into wrestling,
aren't you? What?
I thought it was over.
But Monday Night Raw's on tonight.
Yeah, but didn't someone win?
Yeah. Cody Rhodes finished his story. He beat the Tribal Chief.
Who's the Tribal Chief?
Roman Reigns. Acknowledged.
Didn't he get to pick that he got to fight him?
Yes. But he, because he wanted to win the championship. The championship's the top of the pyramid, man. All right, you get to the tippy top. But in the beginning, on Saturday, him, Cody Rhodes, and Seth freaking Rollins, all right, had a tag team match against Roman Reigns and
The Rock.
The Rock, all right? If The Rock and Roman Reigns won, then the match on Sunday was Bloodline Rules, which means no disqualifications, anything goes. All right? Cody lost. So then, there was no disqualifications. Anything goes. You could use weapons. You could have people come in and help you. So basically,
what happened? It was kind of scripted to me.
I wonder why. So what happens was, someone came in to go save Roman because Roman was losing. And then that person that came in to fight Roman Reigns, his twin brother came and speared him off of the stage. All right? That's number one. Another guy came in, started beating up on Cody Rhodes. John Cena comes in, puts him through a table. All right? After that, The Rock comes in to fight John Cena. John Cena gets beaten by The Rock. The Undertaker comes in under the cover of darkness, destroys The Rock. Cody Rhodes finishes off Roman Reigns with three crossroads in a row. All right, see you guys. I'll keep going. So here on Monday Night Raw, we will see what happens because Cody Rhodes' story is finished. But the second chapter has only begun tonight on Monday Night Raw, which is actually last week's Monday Night Raw. All right, because wrestling is a wild business, baby. 365 days a year, no days off. Drink responsibly. Think responsibly.